The What Geeks Do Network presents...
Welcome to Twi'lek Talk, a Star Wars podcast.
Welcome to episode 10 of Twi'lek Talk. It is March 6th, 2019 in a galaxy far, far away. I'm Rob Solo.
And I'm Old Ben.
How we doing?
We are doing great. It's been too long.
10 months.
10 months.
Since episode 9.
And of course, if you notice, we 2/3 of us are here, but we are missing
Darth Dylan.
And he's got a good reason, though. He actually scored tickets to this amazing event. Max Rebo Band. Ever hear of him?
Yeah.
They're playing at this place called Jabba's Palace, you know, on Tatooine.
Can turn that up.
No. Those,
down.
Yeah. All around.
Good for him, but he'll be in next time, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something I want to bring up really quick. It's something, before we get into episode 9, speculations and news... I know we were going to bring this up in the end. I don't mean to throw you a curveball.
Don't curve me like
that. In episode 6 of Twi'lek Talk, we made a tiny mistake. We pre-came, if you will, when we got wind of the Obi-Wan movie. Yeah. They just announced that they're going to be doing a series. Is that true?
I don't know if they've announced it, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to.
They didn't announce it. It is official, right?
I think that... I don't think it's official yet.
Let's not make that mistake again.
Star Wars Celebration, I think a lot of things will be cleared up and we'll learn a lot more about this. But I'm really hoping that this is something because it seems like after The Last Jedi, with everything to fall out with that and with Solo not doing well at the box office, I think that Disney's finally understanding like, well, maybe we need to like bring this back a bit. And this Disney Plus service, which is going to be coming out later this year with The Mandalorian and the Cassian Andor series, which is going to be at some point down the line, I think they're realizing that's going to be the future for Star Wars. Not that they're not going to be doing the movies, but I think they were churning out the movies a little bit too much. So
I'm on board with The Mandalorian,
yeah,
and I'm on board with the Cassian series, but Obi-Wan is one thing that I had really wanted to see in the theater as a movie.
I do too. I mean, believe me, if they give us like a 6, you know, episode series of, say, 10 years into his exile on Tatooine, I'm not going to turn that down as far as watching.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think, TV shows have a lot of that fluff in there. I just don't want it to drag out. I want it to be like something epic where you leave the theater and you're like, yeah, and Ewan McGregor kills it.
Of course. Yeah. No, I totally agree. But I think at this point, for us hardcore Star Wars fans, whatever we can get, we'll definitely take it. Yeah.
I think that Mandalorian's going to be badass.
It's
badass.
Apparently, I believe Jon Favreau, who's been basically taking over the reins of the whole thing, has said that it's going to be very close to original trilogy as far as the feel, the aesthetics, overall the characterization and the storyline. So let's just hope that that's the case.
And let's not forget, Dave Filoni is directing the first episode, right?
The heir apparent, who should be the heir apparent to George Lucas, but...
Georgie boy. That's funny that you brought that up, because there were some rumors going around recently that Georgie boy Lucas had a little part in directing some scenes in episode 9, but there's no evidence to back this up.
No, but we can speculate, and that's part of what we do here at Twi'lek Talk. I think that we don't know, but it sounds like that could have been something, because I think that it would be fitting that, you know, George would be there for the beginning and then for the end of the series.
I would
the Skywalker
like
saga.
Yeah, so. I agree. Let's end it on a good note. It really wasn't even till like 4:32 a.m. this morning that I even got interested in episode 9. And I started doing some research for this Twi'lek Talk episode.
I don't know if that was really late or really early.
I just woke up, man. I was like, I got to do my homework. And that's when I really started to get interested in it. And I haven't really been paying a lot of attention to anything, even though there's really nothing out there. If you really look at this, everything is speculation. That's why we can't claim that anything we say in this episode of Twi'lek Talk is going to be factual.
I mean there are certain things, like, you know, obviously we know the release date, we know JJ is going to be directing it and wrote it with Chris Terrio, who also wrote Argo for Ben Affleck. I am pretty sure, almost 100% sure, that it's supposed to take place 1 year after The Last Jedi.
Okay.
From what I've heard. And then what else do I have? And basically, it's the Resistance are on the run from the First Order, and they're trying to recruit different groups, systems to their cause for their fight against the First Order.
Okay.
That's I'm pretty sure that's, I mean, I don't know if it's 100%, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to be the main sort of.
This guy, Chris Terrio, who you mentioned, is writing this with JJ. He worked on Argo, Justice League, Batman vs. Superman. He hasn't done a lot of stuff.
No.
Makes me a little nervous. I don't want to have a redo of like nostalgia overload.
That's one of the things. It's funny when we get to it later on, maybe we can get to it. Maybe we can talk about it now a little bit. But that's one of the actually concerns I had was, okay, The Last Jedi is for a lot of people, for us, didn't deliver as far as many things. But one of the things I worried about is that there's going to be too much fan service for episode 9, which we don't have a title yet.
I feel like that was the problem with Force Awakens. It had a little bit too much. I like Force Awakens.
I do too.
But I don't love it. And I could say that it seems to copy a lot of things that are done in the first three.
I think that there's a creative way to give people what they want, but yet at the same time subvert expectation. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that JJ finds that balance of the Force between something between, you know, what he did with The Force Awakens and, you know, there are good aspects of The Last Jedi. I aren't too many I can think of offhand, but no. I'm kidding. But no, there has to be a way where a good sort of center can be found and everyone can be, there's something for everybody.
I hope he learns from Ryan's mistakes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm more hopeful now. Trilogies are built on hope, Ben.
When you text me that about a week ago, I was like, that's perfect. Use that. We need to use that at some point and perfect place for it, right?
I really do think that he might look at the backlash from fans and combine it and try to write. I want to, at the end of this episode, I have a whole thing I want to go over what I would do.
Okay. It's
a little segment or something.
Because I think Disney realizes that even if Kathleen Kennedy and everyone love The Last Jedi and think Rian Johnson's like, you know, the heir apparent to whoever, they can't dismiss the fact that there were a lot of people. And, you know, it's weird. We actually have not gotten a title yet for this movie. Episode 9 is all we know.
No, we have theories or speculations of sorts.
I've heard two, and they're both kind of lackluster, but it would fit. I've heard, and I mentioned before, Balance of the Force.
That's a new one. Is it Balance in the Force?
Balance of the Force.
Oh, okay. Balance of the Force. I like Balance in the Force.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
Rise of the Resistance or Rise of the Rebellion, because I don't know if they're kind of at the end of Last Jedi, didn't he say, you know, the rebellion will live again or rise again?
Who said that?
Didn't Luke say that?
Yeah, he did. You're right.
Yeah, after he was on, you know,
something similar to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another one was Fall of the First Order, but I think that it's got to end on a positive note, so Rise is more like...
The Rebellion, weren't they just kind of formed not that long ago?
You mean the Resistance.
Oh, the Resistance. That's what I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking, I believe it was
He says the Rebellion or the Resistance?
The Rebellion is reborn again today or something
like that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know if he just meant like the Rebellion against them or just this is the title of this new group. I don't know.
I saw some fan art on like Instagram or something and someone did the title A New Order. I thought that was kind of cool.
Meaning the Jedi Order, yeah.
Yeah, like a whole new order coming into play. Maybe Rey starts training some Padawans.
Yeah.
Like kind of Luke-ish did.
Right.
Know? Speaking of that, I heard that there was also a lightsaber battle scene between like a younger Luke, beard free, and Kylo Ren. Did you hear about this?
Like a training session?
Like a sparring session.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. And supposedly...
Sebastian Stan as a young Luke now.
No.
You've seen those pictures, right?
Just Mark Hamill now, but just, you know, without the long beard. You know, these shaves. Kind of like we look when he showed up to face off against Kylo Ren in The Last Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah. So before that, remember, you know, when he's standing over creepy Luke, standing over Uncle
Creepy Luke.
Creepy Uncle Luke. Uncle standing over Kylo's bed. Like around that time period. But maybe they have a sparring session and said that like this is where Luke witnesses the evil darkness of Kylo Ren, and that's maybe what brings him to be creepy Uncle Luke.
Now that you mention that, I wonder if, because there's a lot of stuff, and this is another thing that apparently JJ, again, this is a rumor,
yeah,
has been looking a lot of EU stuff. So for those people that don't know, EU is Extended Universe, Legends, as they call it, stories that were before Disney bought Lucasfilm. So one of the things that I believe it was called, it was a video game where one of Luke's students actually like murdered somebody like during a session.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I mean, you know, JJ might be borrowing a lot of stuff from that. So I'm wondering if that could be one of those things. Just popped in my head.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was thinking that also they could go in a direction. Now, I don't know if maybe, I'm sure someone else has said this too, but what if Snoke was part of like a race of Snokes?
Right.
Ujian Vong style.
Oh, whoa. We're going Ujian Vong, aren't we?
Yeah. Like, and there's supposedly this scene, and this is, again, none of this is solidified, of Kylo Ren staring out of like a window, a ship window, at another galaxy, which in EU or Legends, that's where like Ujian Vong come from, a different galaxy altogether, right. But they're force sensitive. Maybe Snoke is a part of this entire big alien race, and he was just one of many. And
borrowing from that, but changing the race and form fitting it to the story. I got you.
Because there's also a theory that he was just a projection as well. Now, would be cheesy, or like he was a projection and Kylo was projecting through some unknown force power, like to bring Snoke,
projecting his anger on,
Snoke was projecting himself. There's all these theories going around, man. No one knows for sure.
It's probably a lot more simpler than we are making it out to be, but I mean, no, it's fun to speculate, right?
Because you know what? We got a little overcomplicated when we were speculating about The Last Jedi, was a lot more simple than we thought.
Because the trailers were...
The trailers look awesome.
They really did, and it was kind of like... Do you remember what I said to you? Because we went opening night. What I said to you after the movie ended and the credits were... I turned to you and I said, wow, that was a long movie.
Yeah,
That's not a good sign.
And I remember actually saying the trailer got me hype. And I was like, this is going to be an awesome movie. I thought it was going to be very dark.
Yeah.
Very, very dark. But it wasn't very dark at all.
Yeah. But anyway, back to episode 9.
Let's
keep the positivity train.
Old Ben.
Yes, yes.
All right.
So when do you think we're getting that teaser trailer?
I think we're going to get the teaser either at Celebration or right before Celebration. If I were them, I would just do it at Celebration. You got to give the fans that go to that event some, like, a lot of good stuff. And if I remember correctly, they did a real kind of thing before Celebration last year.
Yes, the year before.
And then the trailer or teaser at Celebration. I would say wait for Celebration. What do you think?
I think that's what's going to happen too. And apparently also another rumor is that it's going to be attached to Avengers Endgame.
What do you mean attached?
As a trailer to when, you know.
Oh, they're going to show them both at the same time?
Yeah. But I'm not sure
what
Celebration
would be at Celebration. They wouldn't show Avengers Endgame at Celebration.
No. I'm saying when Avengers Endgame is released in the theaters.
Oh, I gotcha.
But I'm not sure.
I gotcha.
But I'm not sure offhand what the dates are for Celebration and for the release of.
I don't see them just releasing it in the theaters. I see them releasing it online before they release it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Don't they do that nowadays? Isn't that the thing? Like, you always release it online before you release it in the theaters?
Yeah, right? Yeah. But that was just something that I heard. I think it's going to be more along the lines of it's going to be during the Star Wars Celebration.
I think Celebration. That's the way to go, yeah. Disney, because it wouldn't be fair. I would feel, if I had tickets to Chicago in April, and they showed it beforehand, I would feel, I don't want to be racist, but gypped.
Right.
That's racist against gypsies, right?
That was Rob Solo, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't need to be racist against gypsies. Yeah. I love gypsies as much as anyone.
Right.
I would feel like that wasn't fair to people who paid to go to that event. It's a very expensive.
I think it's going to be Celebration, but again, I think it's going to be more along the lines of a sort of behind. Remember when The Force Awakens came out? It was kind of behind the scenes sort of montage and just different.
Yeah,
like you know, Mark Hamill mentioned something about that.
They ever did that before? where they released like background footage before a teaser. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of get a...
I wasn't into it.
You get a look as to what could be, but there's nothing sort of, you know, you really can't look at and be like, oh, well, that matches up with that, or this is this and stuff. So
I don't want to see them filming it. I want to see the teaser.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So Chicago it is.
Chicago. Sweet home, Chicago.
Sweet home, Chicago. I think that's when the Balance in the Force will be a teaser trailer. I heard there's some Leia scenes in this teaser that are going to bring tears to your eyes.
Oh, that's the other thing. I as far as rumbling through my notes, Carrie Fisher, this is going to be her last performance in.
Well, glad it wasn't The Last Jedi.
No.
So they have some footage to work with here.
They have footage apparently from The Force Awakens and from The Last Jedi.
Sweet.
Because apparently JJ actually films a lot of stuff for his movies.
So not going to kill her off screen.
I don't know. I think they're going to have to get very creative because
they can do flashback scenes.
They could do flashback scenes that you could have there's a voice actress that does her for Star Wars Rebels. That's really good. They could bring her or somebody in.
Yeah.
They're going to probably have to do like what they did with Philip Seymour Hoffman for the Hunger Games movies.
Yeah.
He passed away. So they gave a lot of his lines to, I think, Woody Harrelson. Yeah. So they might end up doing that with Oscar Isaac saying, you know, instead of her saying, you know, like the rebellion, you know, blah, blah, blah. He might have to say this stuff. So.
I just hope that they give her a good going out scene or series of scenes.
Yeah.
In some way, the character and the actress, where it is tear jerking. Well done. Delivered correctly.
Right. Yeah. I think they will. I mean, it's the only thing we can hope for, right?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, Leia scenes that's what I hear. They're going to be touching.
I still, and it would only be happening in a flashback, but I really hope that there is a scene between, you know, with Han, Luke, and Leia, because that's one of the things that Mark Hamill had mentioned They missed a golden opportunity to have the original three Force Awakens.
And that would break my heart. I would love that. That would be great. I'll tell you, man, it doesn't take much these days for me. You find me to be, I'm more sensitive than ever. I don't know if it's lower testosterone levels or what, but it doesn't take much for me to tear up. You bring those three original characters into a scene.
Oh, it's going to be emotional. And it's something that even Mark Hamill, you know, and maybe we can talk about this for a second. Mark Hamill recently had a lot of stuff to say about The Last Jedi and how he felt Disney's been handling Luke Skywalker.
I did hear about this, and it was all negative.
Yeah, but it's weird because Mark Hamill's one of these guys, he'll say something negative and be like, well, it was kind of taken out of context. And what I really feel like is, but I think that it's, I don't know. It's definitely like this runaround kind of,
what did he say?
And I quote, "I just thought Luke's never going to see his best friend again. You look at it in a self-centered way. I said that it was a big mistake that those three would never reunite in any way. I guess I was wrong because nobody seems to care."
Wow.
There's more to it, but I won't, you know, go into it, but basically he's saying that
we care, Luke.
Yeah,
we care.
I would have loved to have seen, I even had like this scene, this flashback scene in my mind where you basically Han and Leia bring Ben to Luke for the training and stuff, and they're all just kind of standing there as Ben's kind of brooding and, you know, and
like a little bitch.
Yeah.
Like and, little emo Ben.
And
I want to go to training in lightsaber school, mommy. Some shit like that. I'm sorry. Continue, old Ben.
No, that's all I had on that. But
yeah, because you know what? People do care. I don't know why he would say that, because a lot of people are very upset with the delivery of the original characters, Leia and Luke specifically in The Last Jedi. Like, did you care for that scene with the dice, like put it in her hand? And
it was... Yeah, I mean, it was a callback to the dice thing, and those were originally in the Falcon, but
I just don't. That's, I guess, where Han Solo was in the scene, because he couldn't be there physically. So maybe the dice represented Han, and that was the three of them getting together.
You know,
but it's a missed opportunity, in my opinion.
Maybe I'm taking a big step back for a half a second, but I just feel like that Disney should have really thought this through as far as
taking the opportunity to do that.
Well, that and the fact that I think that they should have gone the way that George originally did it, where he had, you know, one vision, one idea, one storyline through three movies, and as opposed to passing the baton onto another person. Then this person does this, their version. I think that, you know, if you're going to pick somebody, just pick JJ. He's going to do episode 7, 8, and 9. Mm. He's got the story. And apparently JJ did have a script or a really, you know, rough draft for episode 8.
Yeah.
But they went with Rian Johnson, and basically it was just this.
That load ignored everything JJ wrote.
Yes.
That's not cool, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard about that. Like, the script, he was like, nah, I ain't doing this.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, now I'm wondering if JJ, how much is going to be retconned? How much is going to be changed? I think it would be wrong to, like, just change everything with The Last Jedi, because then it's just going to look really awkward. But there are certain things you can get around, like the whole Rey's a nobody thing.
Hmm.
I know a lot of people are like, well, it's good because people were expecting, oh, she's a Kenobi, she's a Palpatine, she's a Skywalker, she's a Solo. For me, this is just maybe nostalgic me, but I just kind of want some sort of connection with somebody.
I heard one idea that was really interesting from someone while doing my research, and that was that Rey was kind of like the Immaculate Conception, kind of Anakin style.
Yeah, I heard the Virgins and the Force, and that every, this is something maybe similar to what I heard, where it was one of these, every generation, you know, there has to be a Force sensitive that comes to balance the Force. But then that doesn't make Anakin's sacrifice special. And because Anakin is like, and that's the other thing. We'll get into that maybe in a little bit, but I just think it's just, I get it. But I'm also, maybe because, you know, I'm older and I grew up on the original trilogy, and I just feel like, I don't know.
Well, here's my question, old Ben. Is Anakin's sacrifice, I mean, there isn't balance in the Force at the present time, is there?
Well, yes.
There's still conflict, which balance in the Force to me means that, like, you know, both sides exist, but there's no conflict.
Well, I guess there was balance in the Force for 30 years. Maybe it's every 30 years they have to have somebody.
We talked about this. He had a good run.
Yeah, yeah, no,
maybe. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe she's the new Immaculate Conception coming and bring balance of the Force, Mary Sue style.
I'll have to see the movie before I pass judgment. I can buy it, but I just think that it just, for me.
I tell you what, man.
I don't know.
JJ's got a lot to work with. If he can do this, if he can pull this off and make me leave the theater and think, damn, that was good, after that pile of dung that we watched last time, that would be awesome.
I mean,
I would have a higher respect than ever.
Think of the pressure, though, that you know, because you've got to basically wrap up the previous 8 movies of one of the most beloved science fiction franchises of all time.
Just do it, man.
One of the beloved, most beloved franchises of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And having to, going off the heels of, you know, again, the divisiveness of The Last Jedi and Solo not doing well and fans being like, well, what? It's, you know, and JJ also having that bad rap of not being able to wrap up a series.
Mm.
He's great at starting one, but, and I'm just.
You're right. He's got all the cards against him.
So, yeah. So I'm not trying to, you know, throw shade at JJ,
do it, JJ.
It's take, a tall, we know, in JJ we trust.
Take it and run. Take all that turd left for you, rewrite
and polish it up
and make it into a fine jewel and run with it. Just do it like Nike. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a commercial break, old Ben. We'll come back after these messages and talk a little bit more about episode 9. Balance of the Force.
A New Order. Looking for a galactic getaway that can't be beat? Why, look no further than the most exciting planet in the core world, Alderaan! I'm Mach Moob for the Imperial Tourism Board, here to bring you this incredible deal. Enjoy a 7-day and 7-night stay in the modern and luxurious Aldura Royal Palace, or enjoy a hike in the Jurin Mountains. Book now for 2,000 credits and the additional 15 when you reach Alderaan! This deal won't last forever, so make sure to visit Alderaan right before it.
We are back.
Yeah, you.
Talking about episode 9, Star Wars.
No title yet.
Are you excited for this, old Ben?
I am very excited for this.
I heard the Knights of Ren are going to make an appearance in this.
Yeah, where were they for episode 8? Not even, I think there might have been a reference to it.
Snoke said, the Knights of Ren.
Okay, there's a reference. Good enough.
But I heard they're going to be really dark and scary, and they might not be in it that much, but...
there's talk again, one of these rumors that they could be that threat, because the other rumor is that the First Order and the Resistance Rebellion have to battle a bigger foe or a bigger threat to the galaxy. And apparently Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame is apparently supposed to have a very big role in this movie. So a lot of people are speculating he could be a Knight of Ren.
They showed a picture of him. He's just wearing a black suit. He's like a First Order general or something. Because people were like, oh, maybe he's Thrawn, or maybe he's Yuuzhan Vong or some shit. But no, he's Yuuzhan Thrawn. But he's just some regular First Order general or something. Not regular, maybe he's badass, but something got to happen after.
Well, they were saying that there were scenes with him, Daisy Ridley, and Adam Driver, so I don't know. Yeah, Knights of Ren should, I mean, it was mentioned and obviously in The Force Awakens, they saw them in Rey's Force Vision, but nothing really much, nothing as far as
they look cool
novels or the comics. So yeah, I'd like to know more about them, and hopefully this movie.
They haven't done any comics about them, have they?
Nope.
Nothing.
Because again, I don't think there was a plan in place from the beginning of this is how we're going to map this out, and this is how we're going to start, this is how it's going to be in the middle. They were like, Knights of Ren, great idea. Next.
They should build on them and make them awesome. I mean, oh, wait, there was that one reference in the novel. The, what's it called? The trilogy novel, where they were supposedly, people were speculating they were the collectors of the Sith.
The Acolytes. Artifacts. Yeah, that were searching for Vader's lightsaber.
That was never made canon, was it? That they were the Knights of Ren?
No.
That was just theory.
That was just the theory. This group evolved into the Knights of Ren, but that was never.
Well, if anything, this dude that you're talking about, who's going to be the general of the First Order, he could take Hux's place, because that dude sucks now.
Yeah. Apparently, he's a slapstick comedy sideshow. I don't know. But
he thought about killing Kylo Ren when he was standing over him.
Yeah.
You know what? That might have redeemed his character if he stabbed him. That's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, so before I get into my new segment, is there anything you want to add about episode 9? Do you have a lot more notes? Because if you can, I can feed off them. I just didn't take crazy amounts of notes.
Okay, all right, well, I guess we can... one of the things and we kind of touched upon it earlier, but what do you want to see in this? Besides it being a really amazing, fitting, satisfying end to the Skywalker saga, what do you want to see in this movie specifically?
All right, so that kind of ties into my segment.
Yes!
But...
Perfect.
All right. So
sorry for that pee pop.
I have this.
I should know that.
What I would do to make the ending of the trilogy cool segment I wanted to bring up. All right. Here's what I would do. And this is Rob Solo. I would open the movie with a space battle, right? Rebellion survivors are fleeing, resistant survivors, whatever. You know, some First Order chumps are chasing them down. Poe swoops in and starts blasting, and a battle ensues. And make it like that opening to Revenge of the Sith kind of feel.
Right, a callback,
you know what I mean? Make it epic. Get us pumped right from the start. That would be the opening, because you always got to start with some space shit like that.
I totally agree. It's funny you mentioned that, because one of the notes I had was, we don't want this to copy The Return of the Jedi or A New Hope, but the first two movies... This is what it's called, Star Wars.
Yeah.
For a reason. A war in the stars.
Yeah.
There wasn't much in the in this episode 7 and 8 in that respect. So
it was the slowest chase ever in Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I mean, I want space battles as well. I think that
chugging along the little train that could.
Yeah. Because the best space battle, I think, out of all the movies actually so far, has been Rogue One.
Oh, yes.
Easily.
Mm.
But they haven't done much besides that. Solo didn't have any.
That was an epic battle.
It was great.
With the shield. That was really. You're right.
I could watch that scene over and over again.
Over and over.
Yeah.
But amazing.
I think that's one of my notes that I took as far as what I want to see. I want to see some really crazy good space battles.
If you could top the Battle of Scarif, that would impress me. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Most impressive.
That would be all right. So that would be how I would start the movie. Should I continue on? Are you enjoying this?
I am enjoying this. Yes, a lot.
All right. So I would also, now this is very important. I would have a dream sequence, right? Rey is dreaming or having a nightmare, more like it, that of the Praetorian Guard battle that we got in The Last Jedi, where Snoke is struck down and all that stuff unfolds. I would have the lightsaber turning scene, you know, that scene where the lightsaber turns and takes them out. I would have that. I would speed that up to make it more realistic. Like, it happens real quick because he can't react because it happens so quick. Because I hated that slow turn. These are stupid little things I'm going to pick
and pull apart. Nitpicking, but that's okay. Yeah.
But that was a problem for me. It's so silly. But I would make that faster. Then I would fix the error by editing the weapon that disappeared from the Praetorian Guard's hand when he was fighting Rey. Obviously, I would put that back in the scene. At least have it dropped or like thrown in a distance.
Episode 9, the Rob Solo edit.
That would be very important. And then she wakes up from this nightmare. She's like, you know,
oh my God, I can't believe they actually edited it properly. It's so great.
So right there,
that was my horrible Daisy Ridley.
That was pretty bad, old Ben. Usually you're good. So I would have that scene happen early in the movie so you could establish, like, remind the viewers, hey man, this shit went down, but make it go down right this time. Right?
Right.
Because that scene has potential.
I enjoyed it, but it was very...
I don't love it.
Choreographed.
It was choreographed, for sure.
But...
And how do you edit like that, man?
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Ichuta.
This is not a PG-rated podcast anymore.
This ain't your mama's Star Wars podcast.
Yeah. It's explicit.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that... a dream, you know, some sort of, I mean, I think Rey is definitely going to have some sort of vision at some point. I think that you know, or Kylo. I'd heard that Kylo actually might have that to mirror Rey's vision in the first one.
Okay.
They by touching, like, by touching, like, Vader's helmet or something. Yeah.
Maybe I could see me even Kylo being all emo, waking up from a nightmare and being like, oh, you know, and like those scenes that I just explained unfolding. The last thing I would do also, now, I would make Snoke part of the entire race, like I said earlier.
I can, yeah.
You know, and just soup up Kylo Ren so he's not such a bitch and make him like the leader of the First Order from here on out. And Hux is like his little right hand man. I would get him to be like way darker and less whinier.
I think there needs to be less ambiguity as far as what Kylo is and his motivation because, I gotta say, he's one of the more interesting characters because he has this sort of, you don't know, he's either here or there. You don't know if he's going to be this conflict about the dark side and the light side of the Force.
Don't have him turn to the light. Just keep him dark.
Make
him real dark.
I think that what they're going to do is make him real dark. Then at some point, he is going to turn back very briefly to perhaps a sacrifice. And you know what? I agree, too. They should probably do something else, but...
Skip it.
I think that's probably what they're going to end up doing to whether he ends up with Rey or I don't know what. I mean, there's all that, you know, Reylo talk online. Who knows? But
don't make him relate it. So lame.
Yeah.
I like the idea of her parents not being nobody. That I like. I like that maybe she was left by someone. Maybe there's some story that unfolds that she was taken from her parents and they're a bloodline of sorts.
Because again, Jakku,
I'll go with the Immaculate Conception, old Ben. I don't care. I'll take it.
Jakku was supposed to be this very like a nexus for one of those nexuses for the Force.
Yeah,
you know, with the Church of the Force, which we saw with Laura Santeca in Episode 7. So, I mean, there's a possibility that you know there were Jedi that were or Force sensitives that were on this planet, and her parents were father or mother, maybe both were. Force sensitive or one was or whatever.
Yeah.
That's where she was. I don't know. There's still, again, I'm still unsure. I keep on going back to it. I really wish there would have been a more clear game plan as far as what they were gonna do as far as
frustrating,
feel,
right?
I really feel like they're just like, okay.
I almost feel like we're trying to help them out. They should take our ideas.
Well, they should
Disney, pay us Twi'lek Tech got Twi'lek Talk got some good ideas. You should listen to us.
Listen, Disney, okay? Here's my bank account number now.
pay up when you're done taking ideas.
One of the things actually that I talking about Rey, I think that the Force Awakens kind of showcased and that what The Last Jedi did not was they separated all of the characters.
Yeah.
And people would say, well, in Empire, you know, you had Luke go on his journey, but I just think The Last Jedi didn't do The Force Awakens like showed you like these characters, these actors work really well together. And I think that bringing Finn, Poe, and Rey, I like to actually see all three of them on at one point go on a journey to try and, you know, recruit people.
I think if you do a Force Ghost Luke, it's overkill. But if you do flashbacks, I can get on board. I don't want to, I don't know.
I mean, it's, you're gonna get Force Ghost Luke.
You think?
Yeah.
Are you mad that I said that? I'm sorry.
Very angry. No, not completely. All right. Yeah, no, I think that it's going to be interesting. I think that the original three, I do want to see the original three together.
As a flashback, yeah.
That's the only way they can do it. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Not like Leia and Han and like Force Ghost Luke. Yeah, because Han isn't,
as far as we know.
Hanging out, like listening to their conversation, but they're not aware he's there.
Yeah.
Nothing creepy.
Yeah, and one of the big things I think that needs to just tie everything together, and we don't know if they got Hayden Christensen, and again, a lot of people...
I heard they did.
I think that Anakin has to play a role in this last movie, because...
I heard they did an animatronic Hayden Christensen.
I did hear about that, too. Some sort of Anakin-Vader hybrid, or something like that, where half of him is Anakin, half of him is Vader.
Yeah. Someone was saying that I was listening to that he is... Really, he's the chosen one. I know that with the Twin Sons episode and everything we talked about, Luke possibly being
the chosen one. Obi-Wan said it. He is the chosen one.
Who? Luke or Anakin? Who do you really believe to be the chosen one? I remember you said Luke. We talked about this.
We did.
And you said Luke.
Anakin, in the end, completed the task, but yeah. Luke was the... you know, he was the fire that brought his father back. So it's, I don't,
you know, what I look as Luke is the second generation chosen one, because he's just the sperm of the chosen one.
Sperm of the chosen one. Like, so that's okay. Episode 9, sperm of the chosen one.
He's not completely in tune with being the chosen one, but he's got potential. And like him and his real chosen one father or what brought.
Yeah. I don't know, because again, you know, in Rebels, when, you know, when Maul was dying and he was in Obi-Wan, you know, he said, you know, tell me, is it the chosen one? Yeah. And he goes, yes, it is. Obi-Wan at that point thought Anakin was lost.
And Anakin was dead.
And that Luke was going to be...
Anakin was Vader.
Well, yeah, that Anakin was gone and that Luke was going to be the one to, you know, balance the Force.
Obi-Wan's made mistakes before, old Ben.
I know. No, what are you talking about? That's not a thing. No. He can do no wrong. No, but I don't know, going back and forth on that maybe a little bit now, because I think that Vader, again, was the one that had to do it. I don't think Luke could have defeated the Emperor. It's just...
Vader would never have...
At that point,
you're right. Yeah. You know what? You're right. Because he really wouldn't have turned on the Emperor. Well, you know what? The rule of two, you always do turn on your master.
But he didn't have the...
Wow, that makes Vader look like a bitch.
Well, he was a subservient.
He never turned on him. He was a little servant
until he saw the opportunity with Luke. But
if you read the comics, that he already, right after his suit was made, started changing it up, making it better, and kind of going against and hiding things from the Emperor. So I apologize, because he wasn't a bitch. I think that maybe I was wrong to say that Vader really did have a master plan. And you know what? He did kill his master. So props to him. I'm an asshole.
There you go.
I shouldn't have said
that. No, you're not an asshole. Not at all. So let me see. What about concerns for this movie?
Concerns? I have a lot of concerns. I'm extremely concerned.
More concerns than
I would say that to make this good from The Last Jedi is going to be very difficult for JJ. And like
he's got nowhere to go but up. No.
And like you, well, that is true too. So that's something he has on his side. No, you're absolutely right. It can't get worse. But what you said, I'm very opinionated. I'm not going to hold back. I'm very opinionated.
I know.
But you, like you said earlier, he's bad at finishing things as well, which concerns me. And that is.
But I think too, he's doing this alone. He's got Chris Terrio that's co-writing. He's got people that are, I'm sure, you know, Lucas, again, I think at the very least, JJ and Lucas have a really good,
He visited the set.
They have a good relationship. So, and Spielberg too, I'm sure, you know, JJ and Spielberg, you can say what you want about the most recent, you know, Spielberg movies. He's still Steven Spielberg. So I think there's enough people in JJ's corner to look at things and say, yeah. And they do realize that there's a lot at stake.
Probably got it coming from all directions. Oh, do this. Maybe you shouldn't do this, you know?
I'm sure there's a lot. I mean, there's so much pressure on this movie. I mean, it's a lot of things are hanging the balance as far as.
I hope that they make Kylo Ren so awesome and badass, because I got a lot of Kylo Ren figures and stuff around my room that, like, I would like a lot more if, like, they just made him really dark. I saw, like depictions of what he might look like from, like, a photo that was dropped from the set of, like, a card. Like, they had every character numbered. I don't know what that's called. But he looked, like, sleek, dark, and scary. And supposedly, his mask is back, and it has, like,
yeah, they
red.
They glued it together. Yeah.
Did you see the red?
Galaxy glue is what they
used. Yeah, he used super galaxy glue.
Yeah, yeah. Space and age polymer.
And it has like a red streak through it, like red lava kind of looking. And he looks kind of cool. Even though I don't think he has any reason to wear a mask. You know what they should have did? This is brilliant. And take note. When he got struck down at the end of The Force Awakens, they should have made it so he actually does have to wear a mask to breathe correctly, like kind of Vader style. And then he should have got dark right after that.
Okay, here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Do you think anyone in this movie loses an appendage?
I hope so. And we get a Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Was there a Wilhelm scream?
I'm sure there was.
Last Jedi, I don't think they had one.
I think there were a lot of Wilhelm screams in the audience. It's like, oh, is this movie going to end?
That turd knew we wanted one, so we didn't put it in.
Yeah. I'm subverting expectation by not doing what you want me to do.
No one loses a limb and no Wilhelm scream. Mm. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I just want them to have Kylo Ren like find like a Sith holocron or something, you know, and like become a Sith, like go full yellow eyes and all and just be like totally scary by the end of this movie, where you do want to look at novels and comic books about Kylo Ren and read more about him, and it makes him more of an interesting character. That's just me.
I'm curious how they're going to describe like the year since The Last Jedi up until episode 9, like what Kylo Ren's been up to.
What
like,
has he been up to?
Wrecking shop all across the galaxy.
He is in charge of the First Order.
Supreme Leader Ren, as we need to address him now, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ruling that. So does he build the First Order up to be more powerful than it was?
Than the Empire?
No, I don't think so. Mm. That took a long time. That was a lot of Plagueis and Sidious.
What cameos do you think we'll see in this movie as far as legacy characters?
Lando.
Well, Lando we know, but I'm saying as far as characters that we don't know, like Palpatine and Obi-Wan, you know, in whether it's a flashback or it's a holocron or it's a...
Wasn't there talk of a Palpatine holocron or...
That Ren finds, yeah.
There was, way back. I remember that.
Yes.
There's no evidence of that.
Do you think we see Ezra Bridger? Or your girl Ahsoka.
Oh, I just got the tingles.
Do you want to be alone?
What are you doing to me, old Ben?
Isolate that.
You know what? It's funny that you say, and this is a true story, and this is really funny.
She's
that
not a real girl.
You brought this up, so I would never have brought this up in the podcast, but I actually had a dream about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That Ahsoka was in a Star Wars movie.
All right, Ashley Eckstein will be playing her in this?
No, it was like a different... It wasn't her. I mean, she could play her, sure. She's great. But it was almost like someone playing her and then her voicing.
Oh, right.
And it's so funny because I rarely remember my dreams, but this in particular dream, and I didn't even write it in my dream book, I remembered, and it's very specific what I do remember, and she was Ashley was voicing her. But it was a different actor, kind of like what they did with Darth Maul and Ray Park, whatever his name.
the guy that wrote Ghostbusters, or the Ghostbusters theme. I know.
I get them all mixed up.
Ray Parker Jr.
But
he's also a Sith.
Had,
yes.
Our guy from the animated series voice Darth Maul in his crazier stage.
I keep on seeing all of these, like, you know, pictures people put together as far as, like, you know, if you're watching, whether it's, you know, any of the Star Wars theory videos of that they've cast, what is his name? Keanu Reeves
as
Ezra.
He's too old. I guess he would be that age.
Yeah,
at that point.
Or they've cast Keanu Reeves as Revan for.
They wouldn't bring Revan into this.
No,
would
no.
They?
I'm talking about for
a future. Yeah,
for the
I could see
the
that
for the trilogy that Benioff and Weiss are going to do.
If you cast Keanu Reeves as Revan, I will be there.
Oh, yeah. John no Wick joke. Style.
Wow, I didn't even think of that. I could see that.
Yeah.
He does have that look.
And he knows Kung Fu.
Mm. Wow.
Kung Fu.
That's what I'm saying, man. After this trilogy, I suggest they stop trilogying.
Trilogy. This is a word. This is a phrase you've just coined.
We enjoyed Solo, right?
Yeah.
We enjoyed Rogue One.
Yes.
Would you say that you enjoyed Solo and Rogue One more than you enjoyed Force Awakens and The Last Jedi?
Oh, well.
I know you like Force Awakens.
I like Force Awakens.
But that's two against one.
I loved Rogue One. I know you love Solo, but I'm like kind of on Solo. There are certain respects. And certain things I was like, okay, cool. And obviously The Last Jedi. Wow, I do not know.
That's a tough one.
Boy, the trilogy movies versus the standalones. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up.
I'm a standalone guy.
Yeah, I probably would lean towards the standalones just because I really liked Rogue. I really loved Rogue One.
I love Rogue One.
And like I said, Solo for me was kind of iffy. But I liked the Force Awakens, but The Last Jedi, of course. Now,
yeah.
So
do some spinoffs. Do a Revan movie, Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor. Don't do a Sears, but I think it's too late.
Yeah.
Do a Rebo fucking Ben movie.
A behind the music.
Tom Hanks is their manager.
How about like Max Rebo and Figger and Dan and the Modal Nodes go on tour?
Tom Hanks gets them play in Jabba's Palace for the first time, and they become a permanent band nightly.
Yeah.
That'd be wicked.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah,
I'll go see that. A Borg Gullet standalone.
Dylan, are you listening?
We're start Dylan tonight.
Oh god.
Borg Gullet,
baby.
Do an Ezra movie. You know, like maybe young Ezra. Cast like a young actor as an Ezra. Do a Kanan movie.
That would be great.
I'll be there. Get your girl, Harrison Dula, in there.
Vanessa Marshall, yeah, voicing her. Yeah, yeah.
Who knows, bro? You know? Chopper. I would love it. Anything else you want to add for episode 9?
I think we've really covered...
We've covered it all?
I think so, yeah. I think we've got a really good episode here. No, I don't know.
But you are
you'll be the judge of that, people.
But you are excited for it, though.
I'm more excited now than I was before, because before, again, a lot of us, The Last Jedi was a dud. You know, Solo, I mean, I know you like Solo. For me, I was just like, all right, you know, I don't know what, you know, but I think they realize now, Disney realizes that they have to knock this out of the park in order for, you know, everyone to be satisfied. So that's the main thing, is that JJ, that's the word, you know, people asked JJ, you know, what do you want the fans to feel after this movie? And that's the word he came up with, satisfied.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that it's a satisfying end to this saga, because, you know, it's what we love. It's what we talk about all the time. It's what we research and what we watch and everything, and what the toys we buy and the things that we, you know, the comic books that we read.
It's been around as long as we have.
And we'll be here after we've gone.
Yeah, after we're dust.
After we've become Force ghosts.
Yeah, that was an awesome episode of Twi'lek Talk, Ben. I'm so happy to be back in this studio.
Up.
High five!
High five!
I hope everyone out there enjoyed the show. Like and subscribe to show your support. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, iTunes. We could also be found under the What Geeks Do Network and TwiLikeTalk.com. I have to send this episode to Ken. Have you spoken to Ken?
Not in a long. I've talked to Janine, but I saw Janine about a month and a half ago.
Yeah,
2 months. Hey, Janine, what's up?
Hi, Janine.
but yeah, no, I've not seen Ken in a while. So
Ken
hopefully
is okay with like uploading this for us and everything, because it's been a while, so it's like a little awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. Well, I'm sure Ken. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We did an episode.
He's like, wait, you guys still are around?
Yeah, you guys are still doing that.
10 months. It's been 10 months. It's almost here.
Yeah.
But
I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
The Force provides a way
for us,
as Force sensitive as we are. Till next time, may the Force be with you always.
you by What Geeks Do Network.